This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers will delay most of their work for at least a month out of safety concerns amid the pandemic. Democratic lawmakers who lead the House and Senate announced today that they will convene on January 14th as required by law. At that time, they will do most of the pressing business, such as swearing in new members. Then they will adjourn until at least mid-February. A federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of the month, and activists want Colorado officials to do something. CPR's Andrew Kinney has more.
Governor Jared Polis says that Colorado will continue to match federal policy on evictions. Right now, that means waiting to see if Congress passes a new moratorium on evictions to replace the one that ends on New Year's Eve. But it's not clear if the new federal stimulus package will address evictions or not, so housing advocates have urged Polis to preemptively extend a state ban on housing removals until February. That request came in a letter signed by 6 out of 10 members of the governor's Eviction Prevention Task Force. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A lack of snow has forced Colorado's first backcountry ski area to delay its season by a week. Bluebird Backcountry between Kremling and Steamboat now plans to open New Year's Eve. At least 2-hour delays on I-70 in Idaho Springs today and tomorrow for road paving. Traffic is down to one lane in both directions until 11 o'clock at night. 43 in Denver, also 43 in Colorado Springs, 46 for Pueblo. This is CPR News.